Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an immersion school grapples with budget cuts.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Mansfield schools have closed buildings recently due to rising costs and declining enrollment. That consolidation impacts the entire North Central Ohio School District, including its premier Spanish immersion school. Member station IdeaStream Public Media's Connor Morris reports on how the program has weathered the changes.
We eat clock tienen 13 piedras.
In teacher Maria Burris's classroom, second grader Lucia answers a math problem about Lewis and Clark's expeditions. Michael Brennan, principal of the Spanish Immersion School in Mansfield, looks proudly into the classroom.
All the instruction from K to 2 is done totally in Spanish. So the reading, the writing, the math, the social studies, everything is done in Spanish. And then in third grade, we introduce English into the curriculum.
Even non-immersive foreign language instruction is rare for public elementary school students in the U.S., with just 20% of those schools offering non-English language instruction in 2017. Mansfield's immersion program is one of few in Ohio. Brendan says the Spanish immersion school has faced the same headwinds as other Ohio public schools. The district has struggled to get levies passed and has aging facilities. That's meant challenging transitions. The school moved locations, exiting an older building recently, and Brennan says they've had to cut staff.
Cuts from the federal and state level are going to affect us and every school in Ohio. So we really have to do what we need to do to make things work. And that's typical for any school.
Plus, the immersion school has challenges unique to its setup. The school is in a majority white county without an abundance of bilingual educators, so it uses a tactic common for immersion programs, bringing in instructors from other countries. That includes teacher Angelica Moyano, now in her third year of working at the school. She's from central Spain, close to Madrid.
The immersion school that's private in Spain, and the families spend a lot of money, and this is free. This is an extraordinary opportunity, and with native speakers. Awesome.
While priority is given to local parents, the school is open enrollment.
We have families that drive from Ashland into Mansfield so their kids can do Spanish immersion.
That's Jessica Heiser, parent of two students at the school. When she and her husband were looking to settle down and buy a house, they chose one in the city limits so they could be close to the Spanish immersion school.
I'm glad that they're trying different things. I think for a district that, it's been around for as long as it has, for them to be thinking outside the box and giving unique options for education is really cool.
Seventh grader Kanan Palmer has experienced those opportunities firsthand. Here he is talking about visiting Spain in the summer, where he visited former teachers, played tennis, and tested out his Spanish.
En el verano fui a España y también jugué tenis como todos los días.
Principal Brennan says dedicated teachers, involved parents, and motivated kids have met continued success at the school despite the budget cuts. The school continues to have the highest test scores in the district, and it's preparing students like Kanan for an increasingly global future.
Because having bilingual stuff can open doors, and you can get job offers and stuff.
Job offers and stuff indeed. Spanish is one of the fastest growing languages in the U.S., and one study shows bilingual people have up to 35% more job prospects. Educators like Brennan hope to prepare more students in Mansfield for that reality. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Connor Morris.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.